Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. You know, we talk often about the importance of having a testimony, and we hear every first Sunday at church, people stand up and share their testimonies. A testimony is a spiritual confirmation that we receive that something is true. It's a belief that we know something. But today, I wanted to talk about the second part of testimony, the other half, and that's the conversion part. Conversion is to act on that belief. It is a change, not only in our actions, but in our very nature. It's a change of heart, a rebirth, if you will. Conversion goes beyond that of a testimony, and although a testimony is wonderful and definitely the first step, our spiritual progression doesn't stop just when we reach our testimony. We haven't completed our journey just because we now have a testimony of God or of the gospel. We got to keep going until we reach the conversion as well. And one of my most favorite talks by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, titled The First Great Commandment, Elder Holland goes over an experience that the 12 apostles had after the death of the Savior. We read in the Bible that most of these apostles were fishermen. This was their trade and their career and what they'd been taught to do. And it was out in the Sea of Galilee while they were fishing that Jesus Christ first appeared to them and invited them to stop what they were doing and to follow him. Remember, he told them, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." And that's what they did. They left their nets behind and they followed him for those 3 years. And during that time, they saw miracles. They witnessed amazing things and they were taught by the Savior himself. But now he was gone. He'd been killed and they probably felt alone and lost. So the apostles asked, "What do we do now?" Peter says, "I'm going to go fishing." He decides he's going to go back to doing what he was doing before, who he was before, what he was before, which was a fisherman. And the apostles say, "We also go with thee." So off they go and start fishing, and nothing's happening. They aren't catching any fish. They're tired and probably frustrated. And off on the shore, they hear someone ask them, "How's your fishing going?" And they tell him, "You know, the fish aren't biting tonight. We haven't caught anything." And so this person tells them, "Cast your nets over on the other side." So they do. They listen and end up catching so many fish that their nets couldn't hold them all. They realize it's the Savior. They go out and they meet him, and he's prepared a fire for them and decides he's going to eat with them. And that's when the Lord asks Peter that famous question, "Do you love me?" He asks him 3 times. He doesn't ask once. He doesn't ask twice. He asks him 3 times. And I'm sure that probably hurt Peter's feelings, having the Savior ask him so many times, you know, just to make sure. But the Lord wasn't doing it to reaffirm Peter's love towards him. The Lord was doing it to help Peter realize that if he truly loved him, if he truly loved the Lord, then he couldn't go back. He couldn't go back to being who he was and doing what he was doing. He couldn't go back to being a fisherman. He was an apostle of the Lord, and he would be forever. And the Lord needed him to be his disciple, his apostle. He needed him to be truly converted, not just have a testimony. Before the Savior was killed, he told Peter, in Luke, we read, he tells him, "When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." And I thought about that so much. Here was Peter, the president of the apostles, the right hand to Christ, and the Lord was telling him that he wasn't converted yet. He was telling him that when he was, then to strengthen his brethren. And imagine how Peter felt, that he wasn't there yet. But he wasn't. He still needed to continue to grow, and the Lord knew that. Conversion is a process. It's not an event. It doesn't happen after one prayer or one miraculous event in your life. How many times did Laman and Lemuel see angels and heard the voice of the Lord? They had that testimony. They had seen it with their eyes. They'd heard it with their ears. But in the end, it didn't make a difference because they weren't converted. All the miracles in the world wouldn't have changed them, because miracles don't produce faith. Actions do. Conversion is a lifelong process, and it comes as a result of righteous efforts to follow the Savior. It comes from being obedient to his commandments and to the words of our prophets. It comes from trials and times when our faith is put to the test. The Lord needed Peter to let go of everything he was and turn completely to the Savior in devotion. And when Peter did that, it was then that he became everything that the Lord needed him to be. It was then that he became the powerful Peter, you know, the rock. That was when that happened. How can we continue with this process? Henry B. Eyring tells us we can start by praying for the faith to repent of selfishness and for the gift of caring for others more than ourselves. We can pray for the power to lay aside pride and envy. In Alma, conversion is described as a change of heart. Alma tells us that when people had really converted to the gospel, their hearts had been changed and they no longer had the desire to do evil. For those of you who are thinking, man, I'm really struggling on my testimony. How can I even get to this point of conversion when I can barely get to, you know, this testimony part of it? That's why conversion is a process. It takes time. It takes faith. It takes effort. Our end goal should not be just to have a testimony, even if it's a strong testimony. It should be to continuously act upon that testimony that we have. If you feel like your testimony is great and it's firm, that's awesome. Keep going. What are your actions like? What are your words like? Do they coincide with that firm and strong testimony that you have? The last step in the gospel principle is to endure to the end. And that's because things aren't done just because we're baptized or because we have the Holy Ghost or because we have faith. We must continue to work at it, continue to improve. I love this talk so much by Elder Holland, so I put the link below if you'd like to read it. It really is so powerful and helps you understand what true discipleship is. Thank you guys for listening today. Remember, you can tune in every Monday through Friday for uplifting and inspirational messages.